Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
Every cup, every league game, you know, for Liverpool, you want to win every game. And again, you know, it'll be a tough game against Swansea tomorrow night. And, you know, we want to get through. They're a good side, Swansea. Like I said, no mugs, and it'll be hard to opposition, and you know it'll be tough. And the way Swansea are playing, they're playing very well. They had a great result, obviously, against Leicester in the Premier League, and I'm sure they'll come here strong and want to win it.
Liverpool in all red walk out of the tunnel to their left-hand side in a gleaming white kit. Tonight is the Swansea team. They've made some changes tonight. Let me give you the Swansea lineup: Gerhard Trammell in goal. Angel Rangel, right-back position. Centre-halves, Federico Fernandez alongside Ashley Williams, the captain. On the left side of the defence, Neil Taylor. Two in midfield in Jay Fulton, 20-year-old youngster, joined on the transfer window back in January. He starts alongside John Joe Shelby, a regular now in this Swansea team. Further forward, Nathan Dyer on the right side of their attack, Jefferson Montero on the left, and then Marvin Emnes just behind Gomez up front for Swansea. Liverpool peel away from the wall and move to the top end of the ground. It's a good contingent of fans in here tonight. I think there was a little bit of a concern as to how many Liverpool supporters might be here for the game, but I tell you what, there aren't too many empty seats about inside Anfield. John Aldridge will join me very shortly for the game. Now, it's only October the 28th, but it's only four steps from Wembley, believe it or not, in a season where Liverpool need to hang their hat on a real positive. Here's a great opportunity. The Capital One Cup has brought together two of the tournament's last three winners in Liverpool and Swansea. Liverpool's year was 2012. Swansea made 2013 their own, and that included a win over Liverpool in that run. And Liverpool's lineup tonight has Brad Jones in goal, Javier Manquillo at right back, centre-halves Kolo Touré breaks into the 11, Dejan Lovren holds his place, Glenn Johnson is out on the left side of the defence. Midfield sees a game for Lucas. Jordan Henderson and Philip Coutinho both started on the subs bench at the weekend against Hull, but both begin this fixture tonight. And then further forward, Lazar Markovic, Ricky Lambert and Fabio Barini, all looking for a chance to impress in the Liverpool shirt. And of course, you'd expect goals, not just from those three, but Henderson and Coutinho as well, and all looking to step it up in front of goal tonight. Liverpool subs: Simon Mignolet, Alberto Moreno, Adam Lallana, Emre Can, Martin Skrtel, Mario Balotelli and Jordan Rossiter, who started in the last round against Middlesbrough and has to settle for a place on the subs bench tonight. Of course, Jordan Williams also involved in that game. He's not involved at all. Out there on the field at the moment, the Swansea team in a huddle, a white huddle. They know the opportunity is there for them. And back in 2013, when Swansea won here 3-1 in round four, Gary Monk, the Swansea manager, came on as a second-half sub in the game. He's now the man who's steering the ship and doing it pretty well for Swansea City. And as the scarves are raised above the heads all around Anfield at the moment, Liverpool fans are desperate to pin their hopes on a real positive and uplifting factor for this season, because they've not seen too much as yet. We're ready to get underway. And in the very centre of the park, it's Swansea City who will start the game off. Marvin Emnes on the ball. And at the moment, I must admit, my co-commentator has gone missing. John Joe Shelby sends the ball back to his defence. Here he is. This isn't like him very often. We'll give him a telling off in a moment or two. The ball shot up the right line by Angel Rangel over the halfway mark, met by Lucas's header and drops for John Joe Shelby, who's developed more and more into that cultured player that many thought he would be during his time here. Out to the left-hand side, Jordan Henderson then knocked it back to Kolo Touré. Immediately gives a touch to Brad Jones, who hasn't had much football at all, has he? So he'll be desperate to be involved in this. Nice of you to join me, John. It's not often you're late for the start of a game.
The
middle of the game, I'd expect it.
15 seconds, Steve.
I was expecting you 10 minutes ago. It looks like he's run himself ragged.
The game.
Good chance from Barini there.
Ball down the right side. Held on well by Barini. Does well. He's fouled just outside the Swansea penalty area. Sticks both arms up in the air.
Quite cynical,
to the referee.
That could be a booking, Steve. It's very cynical. You know, it's good. Good play by Barini there. Good play in general. Good turn. He looks sharp there. And the referee's going to have a word with who's John Joe Shelby, actually. He brought him down, Steve.
There's two Swansea players closing in on him.
You get the replays on your screen there, Steve.
Well, I'll tell you what,
up.
Let me see if I can just change my channel. It's been about 6 years we've battled with our replays. Here we go.
Well done, that's it, yeah.
Turn the telly on here. Now, Liverpool, first big opportunity of the game.
It's in a good area. I think Henderson fancies it, which I don't think I've seen him. Has he ever scored off a free kick, Steve? He fancies it. He's the captain. He's took responsibility.
He scored from outside the area before. Jordan Henderson, legs apart, a little bit of a shuffle of the bomb. Henderson against the Swansea wall and the keeper, Anfield Road in. Right footed, gets it over the top, but right over the top of the crossbar as well.
No, it was a good free kick, was it? Really was. Good opportunity.
Lucas inside the Swansea half, plays it wide to the right to Barini. Back it comes for Kolo Touré now. Barini again, hugging that right line next to the centenary stand side of things. Passes back for Lucas. Nice. He sees space for Coutinho, the Brazilian to the Brazilian. Now Coutinho running with it. Back to another Brazilian. Lucas again, he takes the shot. Well worked opportunity for Liverpool. And you don't quite expect Lucas to be in those positions, but he wrapped that one.
Yeah, Lucas done really well. The move was all about him. And, you know, he played into Coutinho, played lovely little 1-2, dead to the box. Good strike, but it was comfortable right down there. The goalkeeper's throat, middle of the goal.
It's Markovic left side, Liverpool's number 50. Good touch by Lambert, he's just worked his way around the back of the defender and flighted a ball across the goal, which Barini misses, comes back into him. It's pinball in the Swansea box, and now it's cleared away out to their left-hand side.
Well, it was super play from Ricky Lambert, really was. Great wing work, and no one in the middle where he should have been, really. There's only one player who couldn't get it on the end of it, and then it came across to... Manquillo again put a good ball into the box. We just couldn't capitalise.
Backwards header by Nathan Dyer down the right side. Gomez picked up the pace to get to it, chased it down in towards the feet of Bradshaw, who's rolled it out, almost suicide ball to Lucas, who managed to swerve round the back of Marvin Emner's and avoid
ball.
A disaster.
A real crazy ball that is.
They've not quite settled, Liverpool, as Touré tries to dive in for that ball and keep it in possession. Now they're a bit more better, keeping their head, and they
Barini.
Put it down the right line. Barini's got there near the corner flag, tries to turn infield past John Joe Shelby, but tripped at the same time. Gave possession back to Swansea. Now they've handed it to Henderson. Here's Coutinho, 25 yards out. Coutinho with a shot, a slicer along the floor, but a good 5-10 yards wide on the left-hand side.
He's done the hard work, Steve. Great feet from him. He's done the hard work manipulating that position. He's 24 yards out, and it's an awful shot. All the great work before, and then he knows, just hit the target, get your foot behind and hit the target, and he screwed it well wide.
Liverpool just about complete the passes to open up the pitch a bit. They make it wide over on the right side where Kolo Touré gets onto the ball. Touré to Markovic. Markovic almost plays as that wing back, doesn't he? So far forward at times. Now Johnson over to Markovic on the left side. I said Manquillo, that's who I meant, on the far right. Now Henderson in the middle.
Good ball.
Henderson chips one into the area. Manquillo's going to get there. He's volleyed it towards Ricky Lambert, but getting up and in the way was the Swansea captain. And Ashley Williams steered the header clear. Ricky Lambert was waiting to mop that up.
It's a great ball by Jordan Henderson in behind the defence, wasn't it? Manquillo's done really well. Just a pity. Just again, we just had one in the box, which is Ricky Lambert. Oh, well played. Unlucky.
They're definitely trying to target that Swansea left-back position today, which Neil Taylor is in. Manquillo playing a very high game at times. They've got themselves a corner, Liverpool, right-hand side of the Swansea penalty area. And the Liverbird badge glows brightly above the Anfield Road goal mouth as this corner is taken by Philippe Coutinho, out swinger. steered away by Emnes. Coutinho now brings it forward from the halfway line, attacking in towards the defender. That's Fernandes. Now it's Henderson. Henderson out wide to Markovic. Oh no. Well, Markovic from the left side of the penalty area, head went just at the vital moment, couldn't keep the composure, cut right across the ball and went nowhere near the target at the end of the day.
Now,
surely
that tells
you just
you,
keep your head down.
That tells you everything about young Markovic. He just cannot come to terms with being at Liverpool at the moment. That was as bad as it gets. That was one hell of a chance. And he's just swung at it and it's gone miles high, wide, when he should have scored. And the lad has got no... He's moved from Benfica, which is in itself a really big club, and he just cannot express himself for Liverpool.
Do you remember that moment in the derby where he was clean through and he didn't take the shot?
Yep.
And we all sort of wondered...
He needs something to get his belief and in his ability and get his confidence, because that was a shocker. That's the best chance of the game by a mile.
Lucas, lovely ball forward. Coutinho now into the box, skips it onto his right foot. Wanted the more favoured foot to take the shot. Swansea played away to Nathan Dyer. Markovic goes and gets it.
Great play by Lucas again. Started the game really well, Lucas.
Markovic now gives to Coutinho on the left. Coutinho finds a pass to Markovic. Now to Brini, edge of the penalty area. Tries to take it on the left foot.
And
almost finds the corner of the net. Turned round, took the shot. Fabio Borini grimaces, just almost in desperation that he didn't score there.
Good play. Markovic, Coutinho. Markovic finds Borini. Is a great turn, and it's very close.
It's an 18-yard
line.
Great turn
and a lovely clip with his left foot. And it skimmed the post, didn't it?
Brini does well, robs his man, attacks the Swansea box.
Oh,
the keeper's kept it out. Fabio Borini sparked to life. All of a sudden, really finding his form. Twice in a couple of minutes, threatening to put Liverpool in front. Good run,
excellent
fine
play.
Shot, and a low save by Gerhard Trammell.
That's what we've seen him doing a lot of at Sunderland, didn't we? Excellent play by Brini. Last few minutes, he's come alive. It's a foul. That's a clumsy, silly foul.
Well,
from Lovren. He should know better. He just told... Now, this is a great opportunity. Swansea have done nothing. This is the best opportunity to have. And Lovren's got himself in sixes and sevens there. He doesn't need to make that challenge. He's tried to pinch the ball, he's come behind, and he's dragged the man down. And this is... a bit of danger just before half time.
This is over on the right hand side of the Liverpool penalty area, so probably about 22 yards out, wide on the right. John Joe Shelby, John mentioned it, he scored a stunner here. He won't be going for goal from this position. He had to score a stunner at Anfield last season. He'll put this in for the men like Ashley Williams, who they've moved forward, or even Gomez, who starts virtually on the penalty spot. Not the tallest team, but Shelby delivers in, headed away by Lovren, picked up on the edge of the box, Dyer's shot, it's gone wide of goal, and it took a flick off a Liverpool player. Well, it could have gone anywhere, really could have done. Shelby's crossing, pretty neat. Lovren's header away, straight to Dyer, who took a first-time shot.
A good ball in, if no one's marking Gomez, and I tell you what, if it, a little 6 inches below, and he scores. Come out to Dyer, and it's good blocking from Liverpool. It was a good block.
Shelby given probably the perfect distance for him, because you're on about 21, 2 yards.
This is John Joe Shelby range, and he's good at this. We know that. He scored a stunner here last year.
Maybe they don't provide the foam canisters in the Capital One Cup. The referee's arranged wall and arranged free kick taker. It's John Joe Shelby for Swansea. A minute to the break in the Capital One Cup, fourth round here at Anfield. Shelby takes, goes for goal, keeper saves, palms it out, great stop, wrapped back into the penalty area, now diverted away by Jordan Henderson. Well, a big stop for Brad Jones,
yeah,
and he needed
shot.
It.
Done. Come through ruck of players, he hit it hard and low, he had it well covered. Good save, good defending from Liverpool off the rebound as well.
Great ball by Shelby, picks out Rangel on the right wing, he's crossed in, Gomez is there, as is Marvin Emnes, both miss it. And then Glenn Johnson tries to get it away. It's the best period of the game for Swansea.
Yeah, they've done well the last 5 minutes, haven't they? Really have.
Dyer chips it into the centre. Rangel forward onto the chest of Emnes.
That's better.
Lovren along the floor gets it off and away to Borini. Barini falls on the floor. The challenge from behind by Neil Taylor.
I don't think that's a foul.
No, it's very soft.
I don't think that's a foul on Barini, you know, really. Half time. No injury time whatsoever.
Not enough for ages. Not enough for Yonks.
John, your half time summary on this one. Who are the standout players for Liverpool?
Coutinho.
Barini for a
Barini
bit.
Barini got better as the half went on. Defended fairly well. I think Lucas has done all right as well. It's not been bad. That's 2.5 games at Anfield without scoring, isn't it? Yeah, on the downside. But there's plenty. Could be plenty of time left in this game. Plenty of time, Steve. Could be some overtime on for you here, mate.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. You'll want them on side. Start your claim at hampsonhughes.com.
OK, we're underway, or just about to get underway in the second half here. Goalless, Liverpool shooting towards the cop. Barini to Coutinho. Coutinho starts a direct run, the chip into the box. Ashley Williams heads away. Drops towards Javier Manquillo, who gives it to Lambert. He throws one back into the Swansea penalty area, and it's headed away and goes out for a throw-in to Liverpool on the right-hand side. Manquillo picks this one up. The Liverpool lineup, Brad Jones in goal. I'll give you more in a second as Lambert takes it to the corner. Flag turns and tries to cross in. The ball ricochets out to Marvin Emnes and then played away towards the halfway line. Swansea win themselves a throw-in with the help of Gomez. Yeah, Liverpool's lineup, Brad Jones in goal. They made a big save towards the back end of the first half from Jonjo Shelvey's free kick. That was important because he looked shaky at moments in that first period. Manquillo right back, Toure Lovren centre half, Johnson left side of defence. It's Coutinho attacking the Swansea box. Jonjo Shelvey wins the ball off him. The Liverpool midfield is Lucas, Henderson and Coutinho. And then further forward, Markovic, who missed a great chance. Perhaps showed just how his head's gone at the moment. Markovic, Barini and Lambert complete the 11. Against the Swansea side with Gerhard Trammell in goal. Angel Rangel, Fernandez, Williams and Neil Taylor, the back five. Fulton and Shelvey in midfield. Nathan Dyer and Montero on the flanks. Marvin Emnes in behind. Gomez. Lambert halfway line to Henderson. Forward ball. That was good. Quick intent from Henderson to Manquillo. He's on the right side. Gives it back to his captain for the night. He looks to chip it into the box. Lambert's going for it, but the keeper's there first. And Gerhard Trammell scoops it up in front of the Liverpool striker.
Good awareness from Jordan Henderson. Good play. He's seen a great run by Ricky Lambert. He just played into the air, and the goalkeeper's seen the danger and came out and snuffed it.
Lambert, can he help? Back to Coutinho, left edge of the penalty area. Coutinho works his way in, gets a shot away, play. But right into the chest of Trammell.
Lovely play by Coutinho. Good work linking up with Lambert as well. But unfortunately, again, like the previous two shots, it's right down the centre of the goal, and the goalkeeper there saved in his midriff. The longer this game goes on, you're starting to feel like Swansea might sneak this, you know, for you. Gives you that sense, doesn't it?
Gomez now, battling his way to turn to face goalwards, and he nearly drove the ball in low for Marvin Emnes. Lovren in front of him again. Corner kick from the right. Well, they're just starting to make their moments count a little bit more now, Swansea. Well, Liverpool had some chances in the first half. On the bench, Mario Balotelli, Adam Lallana. Well, they're two players who won't surely be called on in the second half. Jonjo Shelvey's corner, into the pack. Gomez's header straight into the hands of Brad Jones.
Yeah, the one is a free header. They were supposed to be marking him, you know. Should have, see? He's amongst three bodies there, isn't he? Three bodies and he got the header.
Kick out by Gerhard Trammell, backwards header by Markovic into his own half. Right to the back to Kolo Touré and Jordan Henderson. Over to the right wing. Manquillo dives down the right-hand side of the field. Gives it back to Henderson. He crosses in. Lambert might go for it. Got a touch with it. Barini now sets up Coutinho.
Good play.
First time stop from the Liverpool attackers. Lambert, Barini, Coutinho. And they probably had Swansea in a bit of a tiz, but Coutinho's final finish way too high over the top of the cop crossbar.
It was a good section of play from Liverpool again, you know, failing to hit the target from decent range.
Now a kick out from Gerhard Trammell to the right-hand side. At the moment, you'd have to think of John's prediction of a penalty shootout as something that would very, very realistically come true. Not much to separate these sides.
There's a chance here for sure.
Dyer to Shelvey, long way out. Shelvey trying to get it on his right foot to take the shot. Yep. And it's into the box for Emnes! Emnes scores for Swansea on the volley. Well, Swansea have lifted their game in this second half. That was a fantastic finish from Marvin Emnes. Jonjo Shelvey was involved in the move. And Liverpool have been undone on 65 minutes. Liverpool 0, Swansea 1. Emnes on the volley.
There, we said, you know, just the way the game was going, we, you know, it was, looked like, you know, Swansea, if anyone was going to score them, not that they've outplayed us the second half, but you could just sense it was going to go that way, and it has. It's a good finish.
Headed by Lucas as he meets the clearance from Trammell. Poor ball by Jonjo Shelvey. It's for Liverpool to come back at Swansea now. Lucas to Torre. Torre didn't go for the ball. Instead, Montero did. Drives him back in towards the penalty area. Rolls it for Emnes. Looking for a second, and it deflects into the body of Brad Jones. Could quite easily have been Swansea 2-0.
Yep, and possibly should have been.
Well, there was that awkward pass across to Torre, who decided that the ball wasn't close enough to him to go for it. Here's Markovic on the counter-attack. Rolls it up towards Ricky Lambert, stops it on the edge of the box. Ball bounces for Barini off Jonjo Shelvey. Barini wanted tighter control. Shelvey didn't give him a second to think about it. The ball's gone out for a throw-in. Liverpool throw right side of the Swansea penalty area. Shock scoreline? Probably not, given Liverpool's stuttering form of late. Barini to Henderson. Johnson outside the penalty area. Great shot, stopped by the keeper. Oh, nearly followed in by Barini. The defender just in front of Gerhard Trammell did enough to force the ball out. Glenn Johnson,
best effort of the game,
struck an arrow low with the left foot, which the keeper could only palm down. And it was turned out. Coutinho takes the subsequent corner, and that's diverted goalwards by Lambert. Back into a dangerous spot, no one's got it yet. High into the air on the goal line. Neil Taylor gets the header and caught by Gerhard Trammell.
Well, everyone up for a handball there, I don't know, but everything was happening off that corner. It was bobbling, bouncing up and down in the 18-yard box. No handball there for me now.
There's Henderson to Glenn Johnson. Now Coutinho. Swansea stand off him, ball up to Lambert. There's not much room to move if you're a Liverpool player. Coutinho into the box, nearly finding Ricky Lambert, into the penalty area. Struck it well, just didn't have any movement to either side of Gerhard Trammell, who caught it right in the middle of him.
Yep, it's a decent move. Just took a deflection, took the sting off the shot.
And Johnson, pass out to Lallana on the left wing, him to Balotelli. It's clattered from behind by Jonjo Shelvey. Ball comes back to the halfway line. Lucas holding on to possession. Swansea sitting back, by the way, at the moment. They're telling Liverpool, go on, try it. We'll soak you up. But here's Balotelli coming in from the left wing. Gives to Henderson. Henderson tried to shift it on. It broke comfortably. Fell back to Henderson. Took it on the first time shot. Wrapped it with...
I think the shooting today from us has been really, really poor. The shooting from outside the box, I think, has been really poor. How many times have you seen shots like that?
Yeah, quite
you know,
a few.
Go high, wide, you know, no belief maybe in themselves, the players. You know, Jordan done well to get onto that, but, you know, there's no real conviction.
Here's Lovren, sent a high chip ball forward, headed away by Fernandes.
Again, Lambert's come off and there's no penetration now. Balotelli's all over the place. Barini's on the right wing again, and you know, there's no one pushing onto the back four.
Henderson to Barini. Barini turns, controls, runs into the Swansea half on the
well
right,
done.
Gets a good cross in, it's decent!
Well done! Out of nothing!
Finally, Mario, finally! It took so long. Games have come and gone, and Mario's missed chances here and there. But brought on as the sub, He's rescued Liverpool's League Cup dreams with a goal on 85 minutes. Well, Liverpool 1, Swansea 1.
We didn't expect that, but Perini's done brilliant. That's a great ball in from him. He's put a fantastic ball in. Balotelli's got across the defender. Very similar in many ways, movement-wise, to Saturday when he should have scored. And that was harder than Saturday. And he's just took it in his stride and placed it into the corner. Great finish. Great finish from him. The Perini done smashing. He really did do smashing there.
Boney turns to face goal from the left wing. Plays it centrally for Jonjoe Shelvey. In forward to Emnes, who loses possession. Liverpool try and break away. They're quick with Coutinho. Coutinho through the centre. Now Balotelli. Oh, he'll line it up himself. He'll shoot himself. And what was John saying about shooting tonight? Well, that's amongst the worst we've seen. Very, very high over the park. Why can no one keep the ball down?
Shooting from between 18 yards and 28 yards, 30 yards, whatever, today has been abysmal, hasn't it? Really has, hasn't it?
That's Kolo Touré diving in and heading up into the middle of the park. Met by Swansea's number 22. And now it ends up with Liverpool going for Coutinho. Maybe he'll run that ball a little bit.
That's two-footed.
Referee gives
free kick.
Red card.
It's a two-footed challenge. The first time I seen that, Steve, I thought that's a two-footed challenge. It really did.
That's Federico Fernandez, 2 feet in towards Coutinho.
The referee's right there. When I seen it, I thought, you cannot tackle like that. Now, I don't know. Monk's having a go. From here, it looked a bad challenge. He's remonstrating. Coutinho got straight up, to be fair, but it was a poor challenge, Steve, from me, from here. Let's have a little look now. They're down to 10 men, Swansea. Yes, let's have a little look at this. You have a look at this, Steve.
Well, Coutinho running forward. I think we need to see a different angle, to be honest. The ball has slightly got away from him.
Don't know. From here, it looked bad. But looking at it again,
I have to say, I'm not convinced.
Harsh.
Watching that replay, I don't think that's
first,
a yellow
card. The initial
card.
One, I thought, that's poor. But looking at it again, I think he's unlucky, the lad. I think
he is. Do you know what? It's a 50-50 ball.
Yeah,
they're both literally just
unlucky.
Gone in.
Yeah, I think the referee may have got that one wrong, Steve.
That wasn't studs up or anything like that.
Free kick.
Liverpool have been handed the advantage.
25 yards. But if anything to go by last, this will go over the bar.
Balotelli over the bar. Towards the exit side. Get him in for extra shooting tomorrow.
Oh.
Here's Lallana pressing in from the left-hand side. Henderson's close. He's flicked it in there. Headed away by Ashley Williams.
Good pressure from Liverpool here.
I'm not sure who Balotelli thinks he's making a point to when he does that. The Liverpool team and the fans
something's
want him
happened between
back
him
up.
And Shelvey. I don't know what it was, whether there's something off the ball. I don't know. You might see it there, Steve, when the ball comes in here.
Yeah, it's way off the ball. Yeah, and they've gone face to face, and then he's saying he's been butted, as Balotelli.
Well,
I don't
I'm
think
sure that'll be picked up. I don't know whether he has. The referee's got the two of them together. I don't know if there was something or not, whether he's just put his head on
You know when they go forehead to forehead,
I don't
they
like
don't
that.
Really do it.
If he's gone forehead to forehead, you just get off. But it's a free kick to Liverpool here. And it's, I don't know how far we're into injury time. Maybe you've got a couple of minutes.
94 minutes played.
Last minute then, this could be the last opportunity of the game.
Well, Liverpool could win it in the dying seconds. Coutinho's free kick, out comes the keeper!
We can go home now. No extra time. Thank you.
Dejan Lovren wraps it up for Liverpool. There was 10 seconds left on the clock. What a way to finish this League Cup tie. And Liverpool will advance into the quarter-final stage. Coutinho's perfect ball. He's been pretty perfect all night. And Dejan Lovren, far post, nods it down and gives Liverpool what will be an unassailable 2-1 lead now. Liverpool 2, Swansea 1.
I thought he'd missed it. You know, the goalie's come out. Terrible defending from the goalkeeper. But Lovren's done well. He's kept his eye on the ball. Deep cross. And it's no overtime for you and me, Steve, thankfully. That should be all over. It's 2-1. That was the dying embers of the game. Liverpool have turned around. You have to say, to show character by doing it. Didn't fancy him. The sending off might have had a burden on it. With them down to 10 men. But, hey, we've turned around. Well done.
Brad Jones has the ball, bounces it about. Brendan Rodgers is asking the fourth official, why is the game not ended? Only the referee Kevin Stroud knows that. It's Coutinho. Could make it 3-1. No, it's just spun wide of the goal. That will be the last action. Another referee's pointing to a corner.
Well, the last 10 minutes is... We've seen more in the last 10 minutes than the whole of the game, haven't we? Great take by him, and it's a great defending from Swansea. I have to say, it's a corner for Liverpool.
Coutinho comes out to take it.
Well, they put it in the corner, aren't they? Don't put it in.
Well, you know what? This home crowd haven't had that much to sing about tonight, but what a finale. Corner taken. Balotelli with foot on ball. And Liverpool with 2 feet of the quarterfinals of the League Cup. They've beaten Swansea, coming from behind, by 2-1. It was finally a goal for Mario Balotelli, and it was a late-headed winner for Dejan Lovren. It was a sending-off for Federico Fernandez for Swansea, which might be deemed a little bit harsh. And Liverpool find passage and safety into the next round of the competition. Full-time at Anfield, Liverpool 2, Swansea 1. John Aldridge, Motorist Man of the Match.
What's happening between Balotelli and Shelby? They shook hands, but they're having words. I don't know what happened there, but... Is it something that I couldn't foresee? We said, I thought, if anyone's going to score the second, it'll look like Swansea, but... You know, you got to give Liverpool credit. You know, Brini really has been super for the first goal. And Matt Balotelli, obviously, you know. And Brini, for me, was a shining light tonight, I have to say. Shining light, and he's happy with himself. Man of the match. It's a difficult one. It's had with
him or Coutinho, isn't
him
it?
Or Coutinho,
Coutinho was amazing. I mean, even that free kick at the end, sort of,
I think
right
I got,
area.
I think Coutinho just shaded it. But nice surprise at the end. You know, a couple of decisions from the referee was a bit strange in the game. Easy game to referee. But we'll take it and march on to the quarterfinals and see if we get tomorrow.
So your motor range man of the match, Philippe Coutinho. Well, into the final eight. It's a good position to be in.
Yeah, I think we needed something like that, the way this season's been going, Steve. You know, it's been the last few games been down. QPR was all right, we come back. It's very similar to that last minute, you know, and you don't want to be doing that. You want to be getting early goals and doing the way we did last year. But it's a cup game, and we've won it too. Cup games normally... Or end up like that. They're mad at the end, aren't they? And we've got it with the last kick of the game, and it's all about getting through and taking the win, you know, to the next game, and hopefully giving confidence and belief to the team. There's a lot of good things about tonight. One or two, you know, because we didn't look like we were going to concede, and we did, didn't we? You know, a decent goal from Swansea, but you know. We're in the quarterfinals, and that's that.
Mario Balotelli, what can that goal do for him, John?
Well, hopefully he'll kick him on, Steve. As you say, when I'm between him and Shelby, you don't want to see him. You know, there's enough people ready to give him stick. Now, tomorrow, what'll happen? He scored the equaliser, and someone in the papers or the press will pick on that rubbed against that, and he's gone down holding his head. And again, he's a little bit of a taint. If that's the case, we didn't see what happened with it. I don't think John Jones butted him. I think they've rubbed heads.
Yeah.
And he's gone down. Don't do it. You know, don't give people any opportunity to fire bullets at you. You know, and but he scored an excellent goal.
He did, didn't he? It's just a good feeling, to be honest. I don't think the performance was absolutely brilliant, but actually, we'll look at the scoreline now and we'll say great. Advance in a cup competition. Try and build on it in the Premier League.
Yeah, I think we're at the stage, Steve, I keep on saying since West Brom we've just got to grind results out, get 3 points or get into the next phases of the cup games, you know, and keep on going and going and going, and hopefully the players that have come to the club, you know, settle in better, and get the second half of the season they become better. Well, Sturridge will make the team better than Sterling when he comes in, and Gerrard at the weekend, and that's all we can hope for. Get to January and maybe he can do something in it, you know, because we're not scoring goals, are we, in the league? So just keep on grinding results out till we get Sturridge back on the pitch. Might see better things then. Post-match.
We try hard to win the game, and that's the most important, and I think we won, and we are really happy for that.
And, you know,
great for Mario to make that kind of contribution coming off the bench.
Yeah, definitely he's a great player and he's just missing goals, that's it, you know, and he scored today, but fantastic for him, for his confidence, and I think it was a good game. I think we played as a team really, really well, and I'm very happy, and I think all the club is very happy.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors in a league of their own. Call 0800 888 6888.